Bonjour. Bienvenue. I am Don Louis Larmer, Commandant of the Cape Girardeau District. Welcome to my residence and trading post. I am Commandant of the Spanish District of Cape Girardeau by grant of land through the Baron de Carondelet on behalf of the King of Spain. In 1792, I was granted 6,000 acres of land in the Cape Girardeau District. As a representative of the king, I was given the title of Don. As administrator of the area, I approved settlers, arranged for grants of land, organized the militia, kept peace among the tribes, and provided for the safety of all. My two secretaries, Louis-François Lorgault and Bartholomew Cousins, assisted me in correspondence with the Baron and the King Carlos IV of Spain. My father taught me about running a trading post. We lived among the Indians near Montreal. My father, Claude Nicholas, was a military officer, and I learned many things about military actions from him. My father organized a militia among the various tribes in the area to protect the trading post from some of the less friendly tribes. We even raided settlers that were encroaching on the sovereign lands of France. The area was French-controlled until the end of the French and Indian, or Seven Years' War, when it was ceded to Great Britain. During this time, I was loyal to the French government. Around 1769, my father and I established a trading post near Loramie Creek in the Ohio Territory between the Miami and Maumee rivers. We followed the French method of trade, staying close to the inland waterways and the Indian trails. I established a business relationship with the tribes of the area, trading blankets, knives, axes, guns, gunpowder, lead, and trinkets for furs. I supported these tribes as more and more settlers moved into the area. Raiding parties often gathered at my trading post before launching their ventures into the Kentucky Territory. Near the end of the American Revolution, my trading post near the Miami River was burned while I was away in Detroit. The Americans destroyed my trading post because the Indians of the area were loyal to me and the British, and the Americans wanted to take control of the area. After my post was burnt, I worked my way west, looking for trading opportunities in the Indiana, Illinois, and Kaskaskia areas, until crossing the Mississippi River. I moved from St. Genevieve to where I am today. I brought members of the Shawnee and Delaware tribes with me from Ohio. The Kaskin came to the area from Kaskaskia. Trading can be a most tiring enterprise. Each tribe speaks a different language. I speak with each in their language. Translating from one of the tribal languages to French, Spanish, or English, and sometimes all three, can be a long process. Trading with any of the tribes or settlers can sometimes take hours to settle upon a price for goods. We offer all manner of trade goods, cloth, pots, pans, knives, beads, and whiskey. Come visit the Red House Interpretive Center in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, at your earliest opportunity, to learn more about the early history of the Cape Girardeau area. Good day.